Hare Metcalf. St. Helena, California, January 14, 1909. Mr. M. Hare, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear Brother Hare, I am very sorry indeed to learn of your wife's illness. I will no longer urge you to remain in a place that is detrimental to the health of either or both of you. I would be pleased to recommend to you some climate that would be favorable, but there are few places where, at this season of the year, one who is troubled, as your wife is, can expect the best of health. I know but little about the climate in Southern California in the wintertime, and therefore cannot advise you about going there. I would not expect the best of health in any place at this season of the year. We have had continuous rains here for nearly a week, and with the exception of a few days, the weather for 3 weeks has been unsettled. I have had a good deal of physical suffering this winter, but this has been largely due to anxiety and burdens in connection with my work, which I cannot well avoid. I think I have already told you the remedy I use when suffering from difficulties with my throat. I take a glass of boiled honey, and into this I put a few drops of eucalyptus oil, stirring it in well. When the cough comes on, I take a teaspoonful of this mixture, and relief comes almost immediately. I have always used this with the best of results. I ask you to use the same remedy when you are troubled with the cough. This prescription may seem so simple that you feel no confidence in it, but I have tried it for a number of years and can highly recommend it. Again, take warm foot baths into which have been put the leaves from the eucalyptus tree. There is great virtue in these leaves, and if you will try this, you will prove my words to be true. The oil of the eucalyptus is especially beneficial in cases of cough and pains in the chest and lungs. I want you to make a trial of this remedy, which is so simple and which costs you nothing. For the past week, I have been suffering with pains in my heart, and I have been sleeping very little, sometimes sleeping only until 12, after which I could sleep no more. But my wakeful hours I spent in reflection and in earnest prayer to my Father in heaven. My working in writing and speaking continues, and I have ill health to battle with at times. But in all this, I can put my trust in God. Let us all put our trust in Him, and walk carefully and prayerfully before Him. I do not urge you to remain where you are, but I think if your wife will follow the prescription I have given, using it faithfully and persistently, her cough will not be so severe and may be entirely relieved. It is your privilege to go to the physician who has never lost a case. Call together those in whom you have confidence and ask them to pray for you. Faith in the mighty healer will do wonders. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Christ ever liveth to make intercession for us. Let us take our case to Him, believing in Him with heart and soul. Let us take Him at His word. Now I have presented to you the best ideas I have for you. I ask you to follow the light and seek the Lord with heart and soul. This is all you can do.